Oakheart was incensed at his son's insolence.
One more word out of you, and I'll tan your hide.
What's all this about beasts being struck within my walls? The very idea of it?
Every beast fell silent at the sudden appearance of Abbess Margerum. Oakheart faltered lamely.
But we've had no lunch.
Margerum faced him squarely, her voice stern.
Is that any reason for argument and talk of striking?
Tragedia uttered a dramatic sob.
My dear father is the gentlest of creatures. He would never strike another beast.
Drull Hogwife spoke out.
And why did ye say he would?
Rambunculus chortled.
She's always saying things like that.
Margerum had heard Rambunculus volunteering to help his father strike Diggs. She fixed both young hogs with a severe stare.
You two are relieved of wall duty. Go and see Gurgi. Tell him that you are on cellar sweeping duty for the next 2 days.
She turned to Drull for further information.
Now, how did all this disagreement start?
Drull explained.
All the shrews marched off to lunch.
Diggs spoke.
Leaving the walls only half defended, ma'am.
Oakheart could not resist adding.
Aye, and us only half fed.
The abbess relieved the situation.
I'll have Friar Sugum send up lunch for you all. Stay by your posts. It'll be here shortly. Diggs, Mr. Oakheart, stay up here in joint command. As for the shrews, leave them to me.
Divery and the other Gowsome were enjoying a post-lunch nap in the orchard when the Mother Abbess, backed up by Sister Fumbrel, marched in on them. Margerum did not hesitate.
Excuse me, are we disturbing anything?
Divery did not even bother rising.
No, you ain't. We're having our lunch, ma'am.
Margerum nodded.
So I see. And what about guarding the wall tops? Doesn't that interest you?
Divery shrugged.
Ain't no lunch up there. We came down to get something to eat. Got a right to victuals, ain't we?
The abbess kept her voice level, betraying nothing.
Yes, of course you have. But now you're finished, perhaps you'd better resume guard duties.
The other shrews looked to the self-appointed leader. Divery had not stirred, so they stayed put. Margerum turned as if to walk away.
Logalog Django will be pleased to hear of your conduct when he returns.
They leapt up immediately and began hurrying off. No Gowson wanted to face his Logalog for disobedience. The abbess called Divery back.
Not you. I've got a different job I need taking care of.
Sister Fumbrel, who was much bigger and stronger than the shrew, tripped him and neatly relieved him of his short rapier. She held him firmly as he blustered.
What do you think you're doing? Get your paws off of me.
Fumbrel smiled sweetly, retaining her strong hold.
I will, young sir, as soon as you're down in the cellars with a sweeping broom in your paws. Come along now.
Granvy had been watching the incident from a distance. He approached Margerum. Together, they watched the rebellious shrew being hauled off to the cellars. The recorder commented.
Was he troubling you, Mother Abbess?
Margerum settled both paws in her wide sleeves.
Not at all, my friend. The only thing troubling me is those missing Dibbons. I can't help thinking about them, wondering if they're still alive and well.